I'm smiling at all of you. And I'm advocating that we all smile, okay? These are very challenging times that we're facing right now, no doubt. And a lot of us are battle weary, having gone through all of what we have, okay? And I'm just going to leave that to all of what we have, because I think there comes a time where you just go, you know, it's time to just let go of listing out everything that we've gone through, okay, and to rest in the arms of God. You know, this particular gospel today, we saw 10 lepers who stood at a distance, all right? What does that sound like? And called out, "Jesus, Master, have mercy on us." Yeah, I actually want to stop there and just prescribe that. I believe, and I pray you do too, that sacred scripture has a special anointing by the Holy Spirit. And that in a way, what we're doing is we're obeying God very precisely. And we're saying to God, "This is the scripture you gave us. I don't want to change that. I don't want to try to improve that. I want to do it your way, okay? So I prescribe that you use these very words. Memorize them. Hear this lepers, these 10 lepers call out to Jesus, "Jesus, Master, have mercy on us." Memorize that. They're anointed words. It's saying to God, "I can't do it. You're the only one that can do it. You've given me this sacred scripture. I don't want to go anyplace else to find the words that give everlasting life, to find the words that bring healing, to find the words that bring miracles into our lives. Jesus, Master, have mercy on us." Remember, I said I want to smile today, and I think we all need to smile. You know, I think of this one now made clean, former leper comes back to Jesus. He throws himself at the feet of Jesus in thanksgiving. You know, we get to a place, don't we, in our lives where we can't believe how amazing God is. And we just throw ourselves completely at him. "Take me, take everything about me. You know, take the gifts that you've given me, everything. I can't believe how amazing you are." And when we get to that place, what happens to us? We allow ourselves to be caught up by a beautiful sunset. I was driving down the road the other day, and I swore that was an eagle that swooped in front of my car at a distance, praise God. And I kind of went, I was caught up, and I said, "Thank you, God, just for that little piece of beauty that you threw." Sometimes, I think it's the same with you. You just drive through the countryside, and you just shake your head. This is amazing. You look at your family. You look at what God's doing. This is amazing. Pope Benedict once said, "The saint is he who is so fascinated by the beauty of God and by his perfect truth to be progressively transformed by it. Because of this beauty and truth, he is ready to renounce everything, even himself. The love of God is enough," which he experiences in the humble and disinterested service to the neighbor, especially to those who cannot give back in return. See, we get to that place. That's the place this one of the 10 who came back to give thanks to Jesus for what he had done. That's the place he came. And so now what was he capable of doing? Of saying, I forget about myself. Whatever's needed. Whatever you want me to do, Jesus. Whatever need is placed before me. Whatever way that I can bring your light to the world, I will do it. I will do it. I can't believe what you did for me, Jesus. I can't believe what you did for me, Jesus. You see, this is the place we all need to be, and I think you are. But sometimes we look at it, we're there to one degree or another. And this is where the challenges that we've been facing come in. They are the crosses in our lives. You know, we can sit there and complain and howl and unfortunately, like what we're seeing on the streets of our nation, throw temper tantrums. Because why? Because, see, a child who throws a temper tantrum is saying what? What you have given me, who we are as a family, is not enough. I want more. But when you get to that place of amazing thanksgiving, it's like, I'm full up. This is amazing. You mean more? Well, I tell you what, it's going to overflow into the lives of everyone I meet today. Because you give me an overabundance, and now that is meant to be shared with others. No, I'm not empty. I'm full up. I want to bring what you have given to me to everyone else. I want to say to the world, He's amazing. He's amazing. And you need to understand how amazing He is too. And so we bring our smiles. We bring our kindness. We bring our gestures of selflessness to everyone we come in contact. You see, that's our MO. As completely, totally fallen in love with Jesus, can't believe what He's done for me, Catholic Christians do. And here you are today. You know you're dispensed, don't you? Yet our church is full. It's full as it can be. Because why? Because you're full and you can't get enough. And you need to throw yourselves at the feet of Jesus as this healed leper did. And so yes, we're going to face challenges. And a lot of people are going to be tempted to throw in the towel, to get in the fetal position, to whine, to complain. You have something to bring them. Bring them the divine life of our Lord and help them to say, thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. This life is amazing. This country is amazing. This faith you've given me is amazing. This call to lift the world up with the power of grace you've given me is amazing. Let's bring Christ to the world. In the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Amen.